The latest state and local employment numbers are out. They show the jobless rate dropping in New York City, New York State, and New Jersey in December. But for those without jobs, the news is bad. Since the end of last month, tens of thousands of people in our area have lost extended unemployment benefits. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports they're learning what happens when a safety net of last resort disappears.
Paul Hallisey, an out-of-work publishing production manager, knew his extended jobless benefits could be coming to an end. Last month, he told me,
"I can't believe that I'm in this situation. This is like beyond my worst nightmares."
Now, after 3 weeks with no checks coming in,
"Yeah, I don't know what is beyond my worst nightmare, but that's where I'm at."
Hallisey has applied for food stamps and cash assistance. As a New York City tenant, he can miss 3 months of rent before the landlord can evict him, and Hallisey is counting the time. I caught Olga Calhoun of Queens right after she walked to a bank to apply for a job there.
"Well, I gave them the resume. They said that they would call if they have an opening."
She's not hopeful. "I look younger than my age," Calhoun says, "but who wants to hire an older worker? She's 64 and started drawing Social Security early. Calhoun has 5 grown kids, but doesn't know where she'll turn if she doesn't make some money soon. She's already sold her jewelry."
"You know, I've never asked anybody for anything. I've always worked. I've always taken care of my bills."
Desperation has turned her into an avid letter writer. She's been emailing members of Congress, mainly Republicans, who've blocked efforts to fund extended jobless benefits.
"Don't they have, the same problem in their state? What about the people in their state that voted them in?"
As it happens, Congress is on vacation this week. Paul Hallisey is also keeping busy, trying to get some attention for the long-term jobless. He's done appearances on CNN and CBS and talked to New York Magazine. The result?
"I mean, somebody did anonymously send me $200 cash in the mail, which was very nice."
What he'd really like is a job. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.